Shortly after his arrest last November, Lee Boyd Malvo, who was suspected of taking part in the sniper shootings of 13 Washington area residents, was interrogated by police and FBI agents for several hours. No attorney was present. His lawyers hope that a judge will rule that the statements attributed to him in that interrogation will be inadmissible at his trial later this year. But last Sunday, the Washington Post ran a story on the statements. They were leaked to the paper. The story has raised ethical questions over whether Malvo, who was 17 at the time, can get a fair trial when prosecutors intend to seek the death penalty. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
When Lee Boyd Malvo was transferred from federal to state custody early last November, law enforcement officers saw an opportunity. Unbeknownst to his previously appointed attorneys and before new ones could be named, Malvo was questioned for some 6 hours by a Fairfax County detective and an FBI agent. Portions of that interrogation were included in Sunday's Post story, which was headlined, "From Malvo, Hubris and Contempt." The statements attributed to Malvo are graphic and troubling. He said he and John Allen Muhammad, his alleged partner in the crimes, were out to terrorize the community in hopes of receiving $10 million, which they had demanded to stop the shootings. He said they deliberately aimed for their victims' heads for, quote, horrific effect, and that they began their Washington area shooting spree by killing 5 people in 24 hours because they knew police couldn't handle it. In all, the statements added up to a damning indictment of Malvo, yet one that is based on an unethical leak.
It is entirely indefensible.
Stephen Gillers is vice dean of the New York University School of Law.
It puts the alleged confession into the minds of the public for weeks or months before the start of the trial. That prejudices the defendant. Certainly it does so if the confession is thrown out for some reason, so that the jury is never supposed to hear it at all.
Malvo will be tried in November for the shooting death of FBI analyst Linda Franklin, a slaying that investigators say Malvo takes credit for. Malvo's attorney, Michael Arif, yesterday issued a statement to reporters noting the timing of the leak, a week before he intends to file a previously announced motion to suppress the alleged confession. The leak, he said, was a blatant attempt to taint the jury pool. Virginia Commonwealth's attorney Robert Horan, who is prosecuting Malvo, called Arif's charge nonsense. Arif also lashed out at the news media, calling it, quote, disappointing that the press has allowed itself to be manipulated. Joanne Armeo is the assistant managing editor for Metro News at the Post. She defends her paper's decision to print a story based on the leak.
Our responsibility is to the reader. That is first and foremost. And in terms of whether or not there would be a possible, you know, tainting of the jury pool, that's the responsibility of the court system to administer justice, not that of the Washington Post.
The Washington area was traumatized by the shootings last fall, and Malvo and Muhammad's attorneys already had their work cut out finding an impartial jury. Their best hope, says NYU's Gillers, will be to closely question prospective jurors in hopes of finding a panel that still has an open mind about the case. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.